Rats are more than just a nuisance. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Darcia D'Angelo, assistant professor of sociocultural anthropology at the University of Oklahoma, determines how these rodents can be a helping hand.
Last year, a 5-year-old rat became the first rodent to receive a gold medal award for life-saving bravery and devotion to duty. How did a rat associated with disease, sewage, and trash become a viral story that changed minds overnight? Born in Tanzania, Magua, like other specially trained African giant pouched rats, detects deadly ordinances buried in Cambodia. In the minefield, a rat is connected to 2D miners who walk on cleared corridors with the contaminated area between them. The deminers step down the field in unison as the rat sniffs for mines, scratching twice when she smells TNT. Then the deminers map the location and reward the animal with a delicious banana. Cambodia's millions of landmines make it the country with the highest population of amputees in the world, with about 100 explosive accidents per year. After mass atrocities, states lose legitimacy, and so Cambodian villagers tend to distrust state-run operations, even landmine clearance. Demining offers real opportunities for states to rebuild legitimacy. But I heard from villagers who didn't think that their land would be returned to them when the landmines were cleared, and that deminers were no different than soldiers. Here's where Magua comes in. Rats don't fit in with the military aesthetic of demining. The image of a soldier cradling a rat in his arms undermines the kind of villainous characterization of deminers. When villagers first saw rats like Magua, they were puzzled, but the rat humanized deminers in a way that demilitarized them. Magua has located an impressive 39 landmines and 28 unexploded munitions in 4 years. That's more than 20 football fields, saving tens of thousands and, in the process, rehabilitating relations after war.
That was Darcia D'Angelo of the University of Oklahoma. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.